white. The crocodile rocking was out of sight.
Mr. Fox, what do you think you're doing? What? Did you swallow something poisonous? You're messing up my song.
I remember when Rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands and skimming.
In the world tonight.
Ah!
lips ever left my mouth. Packed a bag and headed south. That'd be too bad. I'd be so sad. If my lips said adios, I don't like you and I think you're gross. That'd be too bad. I might get mad. That'd be too bad. I might get mad.
Dad, my lips are fine. I'm in the studio right now just working on this song. Hold on just a second. Then.
On the day I got my tooth, I had to kiss my great aunt Ruth. She had a beard.
I remember that.
And it felt weird.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
She had a beard and it felt weird.
Actually, wasn't that the Christmas you gave her the razor?
Because I love my.
Hey Caleb, I just stopped by, you know, speaking of lips, did I ever tell you my story?
10 days after I turned 8, I got my lips stuck in a gate, and my friends all laughed.
Yeah, my friends all laughed. And I just stood there until the fire department came and broke the lock with a crowbar, and I had to spend the next 6 weeks in lip rehab with this kid named Oscar, who got stung by a bee right on the lip, and we couldn't even talk to each other until the 5th week, because both our lips were so swollen.
And when Dad, I've heard this story like a million times.
Sorry.
I really love my lips. I really love my lips. I really, really love my lips. Because I love my lips. I love my lips.
Check and see if they're coming to your town by going to their website at jamtour.com. just click on the shows tab and it'll take you to a big map with all the different shows. I've gone to Winter Jam since about 2008 and I've always had a really great time. Last year, Skillet came and played 2 hours past what they were actually supposed to be there for. And they didn't skip out on the pyrotechnics at all. Alright, but be sure to check out Winter Jam at jamtour.com. It's amazing. Last up are two more rock and veggie songs. Here is Ando Blue, a tribute to VeggieTales from Paul Coleman on the Veggie Rocks album. And then we're ending the podcast tonight with Footloose from Bob and Larry Sing the 80s. Good stuff right there. Well, this has been a really rocking episode, so thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes so you never miss a single episode. We'll catch you next time here at VeggieCast.
Now, Madame Blueberry was a sad little berry. She lived by herself in a house in the tree. Her butlers would show up each morning at 9, and they'd open the door to hear Madame whine. Now, why don't you lose that fake French accent, and let's rock this puppy. A little bit of rock and roll. Veggie rock. Let's rock it now, lads.
Yeah! Ha, ha. I'm so blue, oh, oh, blue, oh, oh, blue, oh, oh, oh. I'm so blue, I don't know what to do. I'm so blue, oh, oh, blue, oh, oh, blue, oh, oh, oh. I'm so blue, I don't know what to do. These dishes are faded, their edges are chipped. This rose is on backward and this one is flipped. These spoons are too tiny, these forks are no good. These knives have gone dull and don't slice like they should.
My neighbors have nice things, I've seen them myself. In fact, I keep pictures up here on the shelf. Look at this new flatware of Monsieur Lagoons. And Monsieur de Plains has 12 Franklin mint spoons. And Philip Ivey went and bought a new sink. Why, he even has a disposal, I think. And look at this crock pot of Madame Lacrosse's and ceramic jars where she keeps all her sauces.
Nice sauces!
I'm so blue, ooh, ooh, blue, ooh, ooh, blue, ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm so blue, I don't know what to do. I'm so blue, ooh, 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 ooh. I'm so blue, I don't know what to do.
Just look at this sofa of Edward and Tammy's and lovely armoire where they keep all their jammies.
I really can't stand it, I think I might die. Now where was that hanky? I'm going to cry.
Time to get back to work.
Yep.